The Prince is the best-known work by Italian diplomat Niccolò Machiavelli. It is, in essence, a manual for rulership. The Prince was a distinctly original work, written in the late Renaissance and characterized by a realistic, perhaps even ruthless, perspective of both human nature and politics. It inspired the term Machiavellian and brought it into common use to describe unscrupulous politics. Machiavelli is seen as the father of modern political theory. His perspective in The Prince reflects a unique insight into human nature and the nature of statecraft, offering clear and powerful instructions for anyone in the field of politics from the Renaissance to the modern era. The audio-learned version of The Prince is prefaced with a biography of the author and a background of the work itself, shedding some light on the mind that produced it and the era which shaped his perspective. Also included are an overview, synopsis, and analysis of the work. The summary is capped with a brief look at the historical context of Machiavelli's work, as well as the criticisms it has evoked and the impact he has had on society. This is an ideal work for those interested in history, politics, or sociology, a unique and useful work which offers a plethora of instructions for dealing with power on any level. The Prince is a work on politics addressed to a new prince or one who has just recently come into power. This is one of the innovative aspects of the work, as it addresses the needs of a new prince to stabilize the newly acquired power in order to build a solid and lasting political structure. In fact, this may be the reason that Machiavelli addressed the use of such extreme measures, such as the use of immoral action, violence, and deceit, in order to consolidate gains and ensure both stability and security. Machiavelli explores the importance of reputation in ensuring that the prince will be supported by his people, as well as the need to establish a distinction between public and private morality. He expresses that the leader must be ready to act immorally when such action was necessary and when morality would threaten their power. A great portion of The Prince is dedicated to the exploration of proper relationships, both with other nations and with the people of one's own nation. One aspect expressed by Machiavelli in this regard, which attracted great controversy, was his assertion that it was better to be widely feared than loved. He cites the changeable nature of public opinion and the quickness that people have in forgetting benefits they have received. At the same time, Machiavelli cites both the importance to ensure that this fear does not drift into hatred, at which point it will encourage zealous assassination, and the necessity of using brute force to extinguish one's rivals. One quote, not from Machiavelli, but which has been taken to capture the essence of his message in this work, is, "The ends justify the means." Much of this work reflects instrumentally in state building, instructions in establishing a foundation of social power in ways that work, without concern for sliding over the line into immorality if it serves one's purpose. It addresses the possibility of using violence to stabilize one's power and introduce new legal institutions to coerce resistant populations and to purge the community of those who might have the strength of character to rule. Though these are common practices in politics and have been for far longer than Machiavelli expressed them in honest terms, they are now described as Machiavellian in character. This is a supremely rational book in some ways, unhindered by impractical moral considerations and based upon a clear and reliable assessment of human nature, rather than upon any theories of what this character should be. It is also a message to those in power during Machiavelli's time, both a delivery of tools of statecraft and an attempt by the author to demonstrate his value to the ruling party.